Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Live here at the Presbyterian, today WWO continues our week-long remembrance of Katrina and celebration of New Orleans, presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. He was with us just now, and we were set to talk to Allison Plyer, the chief demographer at the data center. I don't know, Tim, I can't see you. Tell me, where are we? All right, Allison Dreddy. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about where, I guess, before and after Katrina, the demographics of the city and the area, and maybe at 2015 in between as a stopping point.
Oh, sure. Right. The city had 484,000 people, according to the Census 2000, which is really the best data we have pre-Katrina. And then now we have 362,000, so that's a drop of, you know, about 120,000 folks. Mm-hmm.
That left, you know, Allison, if I might jump in, that left, you're talking about City New Orleans proper, so they didn't necessarily leave the area, but they left Orleans Parish, or do you want to get into that more?
Yeah, we can certainly get into that more. Well, first of all, the trend is essentially post-Katrina, you know, we lost essentially the whole city, right? And by the 2010 census, we were back up to 343,000 folks, right? So we were still recovering. Then the 2020 census, still recovering, 383,000 people. So in the last 5 years, at least, we've been losing population. And that's important when and many folks talk about this, and it's not just the city. The whole state has been losing population for about 5 to 8 years. So we've had about 10 years of recovery and then many years where we've been losing population. So Katrina was not the only factor in the population trends in the city and the state.
That amazes me. Is there any reason behind that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what people don't realize is Louisiana has one of the weakest economies in the entire country. We've grown jobs by only 2% since the year 2000, whereas the nation has grown 20%. You know, other southern states, Georgia, Florida, you know, are booming, right? And you know, without jobs, folks have to start to look elsewhere. And so, you know, that's really the biggest driver of the population loss in the last roughly 10 years.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're broadcasting live from the Presbyterian as we commemorate and remember the 20th anniversary of Katrina. We will take a break for traffic right now on WWL 651. All right, 6:57, Tommy Tucker, quickly back to Allison Plyer, chief demographer at the Data Center, talking about the differences between before Katrina, mid-recovery, and now. Allison, when it comes to the different, I guess, racial breakdowns, economic breakdowns, what does the data show?
Sure. When we look at New Orleans, New Orleans has about 120,000 fewer Black folks, but also about 24,000 fewer white folks. And then actually more Hispanic folks. So the population of Hispanics in New Orleans has doubled and is now about 30,000. And this isn't surprising because the population of Hispanics across the country has been growing rapidly. You know, white folks are older on average and many have aged out of childbearing years. Hispanic folks are younger on average and therefore are more likely to have children. And so we see this across the country and in fact, native-born, just to be clear, native-born Hispanic population is growing very rapidly. Obviously, there's been immigration surges in the last couple of years as well. So that's changed not only the population of Orleans Parish, but every parish in the whole metro area. Jefferson Parish, Hispanic population is almost 90,000 now, up from about 30,000 before Katrina. So we're seeing really big jumps in the Hispanic population, which is making up for some of the population loss that we're seeing.
I don't want to assume, but is it safe to presume that that's because of the Katrina recovery?
No, that's a good assumption. So So a lot of folks moved here because to help with the recovery, right? And the recovery took so long, right? So many years of still building homes and rebuilding homes. You know, that, you know, they might have come as single men, right? But then, you know, 10 years later, they're in their 30s, you know, they, you know, settle down, get married, have kids, right? So, yeah, a lot of people did end up settling here because they were here for so long helping with the Katrina recovery.
Do you guys forecast into the future at all, or do you just see what is?
You know, we really don't forecast in the future. There's just so many variables, right? You know, clearly one of the critical elements for the state and for the region is going to be shifting the economic focus. What we've been focusing on for the last many decades is oil and gas, tourism, petrochemical production, shipping, and logistics, all of which are great industries, very important to the country, but they're more and more using mechanization, right? So we've put, and private industry has put literally billions of dollars, more than $20 billion in petrochemical manufacturing throughout the area and in the last about 11, 12 years, and we've actually seen declining numbers of jobs in that industry because they're more and more using robots, et cetera.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it. We're at the Presbyterian Jackson Square. We'll be here till 4. Coming back after this news update on WWL.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.